Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you today. So how do public schools decide whether religious holidays are worth a day off? The public schools in Montgomery County, Maryland, just outside of Washington, D.C., take off for Christmas and for Easter and Passover time, and for Jewish holidays in the fall, like thousands of schools across America. But when the Islamic community of Montgomery County asked the school board to recognize the Muslim holiday of Eid, the school board made up its mind religious holidays are no longer recognized at all. Students and teachers still get the days off for major Jewish and Christian holidays, but it's just that the school calendar doesn't mention the name of any religious holiday itself. Joining us is Zainab Chowdhury, Maryland Outreach Manager for the Council on American Islamic Relations and co-chair of the Coalition for Eid. Hi, Zainab.
Hi.
And also with us, Charles Haynes, Director of the Religious Freedom Center at the Newseum Institute. Charles, hi.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Zainab, let me start with you. First of all, how many Muslim families are there in the Montgomery County schools?
Well, there's no exact number, but some estimates place the county population of Muslims to be up to 10%. There have been efforts underway for over a decade by the local Muslim communities to have the Eid holiday be added onto the school calendar. Unfortunately, their efforts have been met with a lot of resistance. Really, we're not seeking special rights for these students. We're seeking equal rights. The fact of the matter is that there is a significantly large population of Muslims who reside in this county, and a lot of parents feel like their children are being treated like second-class citizens because their concerns have been largely left ignored.
Charles Haynes, the first question that a lot of people would have here is why public schools were recognizing religious holidays in the first place.
Well, the truth is, under the First Amendment, a public school may not close for religious reasons, period. So the problem is that Christian holidays were baked into the calendar when public schools were founded by Christians. And now they've become, really speaking, a kind of secular calendar. Christmas, for example, is a national holiday. Now, 40, 50 years ago, when many public schools started also including Jewish holidays as days off, I don't know whether they did their homework and came up with good secular educational reasons for doing that. They should have. But all I can say is that today, under the First Amendment and current law, it's a very simple issue. Public schools may not add days to the holiday, to the school calendar to close without good secular educational reasons. That's the law.
So that schools under the law, and I don't know if that law is obeyed everywhere, frankly, can't call it Christmas break, Easter break. They would have to call it winter break, spring break, or something else like that.
They can call it what they want. I mean, a religious holiday is still a religious holiday by any other name. So it's really, the issue here isn't what you call it. That's symbolic and sends a message, I suppose, one way or the other. But the school calendar, if it closes on Christmas or Yom Kippur, can certainly call it that. What I'm saying is that the reason they close on Yom Kippur can't be because they're accommodating the Jewish community or because somehow they think it's a good thing to close on Jewish holidays. They have to have good secular reasons. For example, we have a lot of Jewish students and Jewish teachers, and our schools really don't function very well if we keep open on this day, so we're adding it to the days we close. Now, on the calendar, they can call it anything they like. I think it doesn't make sense not to call it Yom Kippur. I mean, you know, just to take off religious names off the holiday makes everyone unhappy, and it doesn't solve anything. The real issue is, why are we closing school?
A lot of gray areas here. And Zainab, you're seeking fairness for sure, but it seems like here the line for fairness is arbitrary. Lots of people take off for Christmas, whether it's called Christmas on the calendar. When I was a kid, I went to a school populated almost entirely by Christian people, and at the Jewish holidays, we just didn't turn up. My school wasn't about to give all the students the day off because of me and my sister.
And I don't think that they should. I think that it's perfectly reasonable to expect that there be a reasonable number of students who are affected by whether or not a holiday is added to the calendar. The fact of the matter is that Montgomery County is a very diverse county. And the reason why the coalition was formed in this particular county is because there is a significantly large population of students who are affected. And so really what we're seeing is that the Muslim community in Montgomery County is being asked to meet demands that are different from their Jewish and Christian friends. Now, mind you, we did not ask the Board of Education to remove the religious references to the Christian and the Jewish holidays. We respect the right of our friends and neighbors and peers to be able to celebrate their holidays and do as they choose. But federal law also grants the right to reasonable religious accommodation. And the fact of the matter is that these Muslim students, when they're absent, they're excused from school during their religious holidays, but they are marked absent. So it not only ruins their perfect attendance, which is really important to a lot of the parents and the students in these communities, but they also miss important classroom instruction. They miss exams and tests and quizzes. And the next day when they come to school, they have to struggle to play catch up.
Charles Haynes, this can't be the first time. Of course, it's not the first time that a public school district that's changing in its profile and its population has confronted issues like this. How have other school districts handled this around the country? More importantly, who has handled a situation like this successfully?
Well, the successful school districts are those that have a good, strong religious holidays excusal policy for everybody. That's the best way to handle it. And that means that students are allowed to have a reasonable number of religious holidays excused without penalty. That is to say, they can keep their perfect attendance record, and teachers make an effort not to put things on those days, the crucial tests and things like that, so that they're not missing much and they can make up the work. It's impossible, as the United States grows more religiously diverse, of course, to keep closing days because of the growing populations of various groups. So, you know, it's true that our history has not been good on this. I don't know that schools made an adequate case 40, 50 years ago for closing Jewish holidays in some areas of the country. And certainly in the beginning, the Christian holidays, I don't think there was any evidence that they needed to close. It was just how the schools were founded. But today, we're in a position where we have so many different religious groups that we need a good policy that protects their right to celebrate their holiday without penalty, but no longer adds more closings to the school day, unless, of course, there are a great many students absent on those days and teachers, and the schools don't function well. And so there are areas of the country where there's a large population of Muslims or Sikhs or Hindus where a good case could be made. We need to add this particular day, not for religious reasons, not to accommodate a religious community, but for secular reasons. That's the only way you can close a school for everybody, is with secular reasons. It's not a religious accommodation issue. A religious accommodation issue is, let's have a religious holidays policy that lets students be absent without penalty. That's an accommodation for religion.
Well, it sounds like the parents and the school board and the kids of Montgomery County maybe could benefit from having Charles Haynes at the next hearing. He might have a solution for them, a sliding scale that lets all kids put in for time off for religious holidays. Charles Haynes is director of the Religious Freedom Center of the Newseum Institute. Thank you, Charles.
Thank you.
And Zainab Chaudhry, Maryland Outreach Manager for the Council on American Islamic Relations. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Patrick from Boston. We have structured our holidays around Christian observances, so there's a clear religious background for these days off. Inclusivity would dictate we recognize and include other major religions. However, just like if we were to recognize every Saints Day as a day off, recognition of Muslim and Jewish holidays in addition to those currently established would essentially gut the school year.
There's one take. Don't gut the school year with too many religious holidays. We want you to weigh in with your take at 8778-MY-TAKE. You can also catch up on this conversation and any conversation you hear on the show at thetakeaway.org. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Todd Zwillick, in for John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.